Chapter 4. Death of Ishbaal. When Ishbaal, son of Saul, heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he ceased to resist, and all Israel was alarmed. Ishbaal, son of Saul, had two company leaders, named Baana and Rechab, sons of Rimmon the Beerothite of the tribe of Benjamin. Beeroth, too, was ascribed to Benjamin. The Beerothites fled to Gittim, where they have been resident aliens to this day. Jonathan, son of Saul, had a son named Meribbaal with crippled feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. But in their hasty flight he fell and became lame. The sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, Rechab and Baana, came into the house of Ishbaal during the heat of the day while he was taking his siesta. The portress of the house had dozed off while sifting wheat and was asleep. So Rechab and his brother Baana slipped past and entered the house while Ishbaal was lying asleep in his bedroom. They struck and killed him and cut off his head. Then, taking the head, they travelled on the Arabah road all night long. The murder avenged. They brought the head of Ishbaal to David in Hebron and said to the king, "This is the head of Ishbaal, son of your enemy Saul, who sought your life. Thus has the Lord this day avenged my lord the king on Saul and his posterity." But David replied to Rechab and his brother Baana, sons of Rimmon the Beerothite, "As the Lord lives, who rescued me from all difficulty, in Ziklag I seized and put to death the man who informed me of Saul's death, thinking himself the bearer of good news, for which I ought to give him a reward. How much more now, when wicked men have slain an innocent man in bed at home, must I hold you responsible for his death, and destroy you from the earth?" So at a command from David, the young men killed them, and cut off their hands and feet, hanging them up near the pool in Hebron. But he took the head of Ishbaal, and buried it in Abner's grave in Hebron.